Welcome to Moon Harbor Heroes. Today's issue is Faces, issue 52, Had to Galumph Away. On the cover, we see an overhead shot of the snowy Alps. Cutting across the landscape are a series of giant cat prints in the snow. The team are bundled up in a sled, hitched up to Greg the Stoic, running alongside the tracks. We turn the page and our story begins. We turn the page and we see the three of you walking in the front door of your lodge.
Oh, back up at the top of the mountain?
Yeah. Editor's note, a short hike later.
Man, I can't believe that roar scared us all the way back here instead of going to investigate it further.
Look, I needed to get my hammer. We're not going to go fight a werecat or whatever this is going to be. Werecats are much smaller. We're not going to go fight a megafauna cat, polar cat. I don't know what this is. We're not going to go fight this if we're not armed. Also, we should probably check on the remix keyboard and see if it's tracked down anything. Because, yes, I'm here to protect the lodge of rich people from the cat. Wow, I am such a different person than I used to be. I wouldn't have blinked twice at that sentence before. But yeah, I'm here to protect the lodge as well. And also protecting a bunch of rich people from a cat versus stopping the literal world from ending. I feel like that should be our priority. So if we've got any information from the keyboard, let's do that first.
I'm playing around with a flower pot in which is a small Christmas tree, but if you look a little bit closer, you can see that it's not actually using electronic lights, but these are glowy things growing out of a tree. And I'm super preoccupied with it. And I just mumble while you are saying this. I'm telling you, it's a Jabberwocky, okay?
I somehow get the feeling that I wasn't standing there just to listen to all of Lighthammer's monologue and probably already went over to the keyboards.
Nice. I think we get the panel of you standing at the keyboard and it's projecting this holographic projection. And we see what looks like the familiar mountains that we've been seeing in the background of this issue. It's starting to build this wireframe scan and we can see these very familiar tunnel structures deep down in the mountain, but it's not yet found where those connect to an entrance.
I have no idea what any of this means. I'm hoping Brian can interpret and tell me.
Well, I wonder if I can maybe speed up the search for an entrance by remote controlling a bunch of vehicles to search around. Oh no, did I leave all my remote controls at home?
No, if you want to make that happen, I will absolutely have you roll and unleash your powers later when that fleet comes back in to see how they do.
All right. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Cool. How do we see that on the page? Do you let out a swarm of bots to go hijack these vehicles?
I pull out some device. You would think maybe Brian would at some point learn to consolidate all of these different things on his phone, maybe, but no. This is some dedicated device with a whole bunch of screens and controls, and he starts there's one big button labeled search that of course gets pressed center frame.
Oh, fantastic. So are you taking over the fleet of snowmobiles at the lodge, or is it your own little bots?
So it is my my robots that are stationed all around Moon Harbor. So wait, where are we right now? We are far away from that, aren't we?
You were in the Swiss
Alps. I might have one robot positioned somewhere vaguely close to Switzerland.
If you want your robots to take off from Moon Harbor, they can definitely rock.
Because I could just have one robot in Europe.
I'm into that.
Somewhere in Paris, the Eiffel Tower starts walking slowly.
Cool. Well, I think the top of the Eiffel Tower just opens up and this little helicopter comes out. Pew!
I am down for that. And I'll come back later to have you make a roll when that robot reports back in to see what it found.
I just realized that the Eiffel Tower is oblong, so there's some chance that at some point Gun Wizard will try to steal it.
Good old Eiffel Tower rustling. And I think with the shot of you finishing up with this, and then we hear another roar from up in the mountains, well past your lodge.
I want to try asking one of the birds around if they know what the roar is.
All right. So, like, you step outside?
Yeah, I think I step outside and I look around and I ask a bird if there's any birds around.
Yeah, give me an assess.
I'm so good at assessing. Like, I'm quite possibly the best person at assessing. Yeah, that's a 4. I'm I'm super good at rolling to assess with Enki. Enki is super observant.
I think the way we see this is we see Enki walk out and there's just like a small like flock of birds just pecking at the snow out in the front. And we cut to a shot inside of an over Lighthammer's shoulder shot of him looking out the window at Enki. And we see like the text bubble with indistinct text pop up from Enki. And then the birds just erupt into the air. And our next panel is Enki just kind of looking ragged and just covered in bits of white as these birds just erupt into the air around you. Lighthammer, what are you doing?
I'm going to grab Enki and be like, okay, and we're taking a bath before we go investigate the giant roar.
I'm just loudly cursing about birds being assholes.
Amazing.
I also think I've like started doing this thing where like when I need Enki to like shower, I like sonically manipulate, like vibrate the ground around his feet so it like locks him in place.
Trying to get me to shower is like trying to get a cat to shower, by the way.
Yeah, that's why I'm locking your feet in place.
Yeah.
You know, that's the kind of thing that could get you killed.
No, I'm not a shark.
The funny thing is that there's like one panel of me being like clean, which in a comic book, I guess, would mean like these white stars to make me shiny. And then the next panel, I'm full of soot again.
Amazing.
That's just going to have to do. I grab the snow boots that I bought for Enki and I'm like, we're about to go traipsing through the snow. You're putting these on.
Okay, fine.
You think you can't just use vines or something? Like, I don't know, make stilts?
I don't want to have to Google pictures of frostbite for you all, but it's, like, bad. So we're not going to vine. We're not going to have any parts of our body exposed to the wind. We're going to at least wear shoes.
I thought you said snowshoes.
Oh, no, these are, like, boots.
Okay, that makes a difference.
As astute readers can see that the fake Christmas tree in the corner has grown, like, considerably.
Amazing. And I'm going to go... Of course, because this is, like, rich people lodging, we have, like, a storage unit where, like, they kept skis for us that we can, like, put back there. And in there, I want to get a panel of me, like, walking away and, like, pulling open the door of the storage unit. And then whenever we're ready to move on, I have a thing.
Cool. Does anyone else have anything before then?
I have something for when we leave our little lodge chalet. Definitely, like... When we leave and go hunt, I have a panel.
Okay, so let's set up... Lighthammer, do you want to introduce the panel where you're all getting ready to head out? What's that look like?
Yep, I think like Lighthammer's been outside for a bit, and we turn the page and see the next panel is like Enki and Brian standing at the door, and Lighthammer has rigged Greg the Stoic up with like a harness and like a lead and is tied to a... like sleigh that is was in the storage unit that is now outside. And I also, I don't know where it came from because I haven't been back inside, but I have like a big old mug of like what is clearly hot chocolate and like some cups.
How many marshmallows?
So many marshmallows.
And Greg the Stoic looks at Lighthammer and goes, why did my nose have to be red again?
Big marshmallows or tiny marshmallows?
Both. And I just kind of like pat Greg the Stoic on like the flank and I'm like, it's fine. We'll read you some Christmas stories later.
As we are leaving, in the background, you can see a Christmas tree starting to burst out the roof of our cabin.
Fantastic.
And I think all the ornaments have like actual faces and are looking at us leave.
That's terrifying and I love it.
That's horrifying. And as we're going, I'm like casually guiding Greg the Stoic with one hand, but also like I'm like, I have a like massive down blanket that I'm trying to tuck Brian and Enki into like the seats with and be like, you're going to catch a cold if you don't like stay bundled. So they'll just like tuck yourself in the blanket. It's fine.
And in the backgrounds of these panels, we're seeing like snow start to pick up and the occasional like large cat print that's been like partially filled with snow.
So as you're heading up the mountain, I'm going to look at, I think specifically Enki, but also like a little bit Brian. And I'm like, okay, so if we catch up to this cat, if we find its little home, its little nest or den or whatever it is, we're going to do this intelligently. And we're not going to just like rush in. We're not going to try to pet the cat. We're not going to try to tame the cat. We're going to survey first, and then we're going to go in. Is everyone clear with that?
Can I name the cat?
From a distance, sure.
What if I just accidentally jumped inside?
From a distance is a horrible name for a cat.
If you jump inside, I will... I don't really have an ability to ground you. Okay, if...
I mean, I guess you weren't here when hell literally broke out all over Moon Harbor, but it kind of worked out last time. I'm just saying.
And then again, this is coming from someone called Lighthammer.
I look at Brian and I'm like, remember what happened at the end of that whole demonic incursion where like our friend died? Maybe we don't like casually bring that up about how I missed that over and over.
Dot, dot, dot.
Is that a provoke or a vulnerability or weakness? Because I feel like it's one of them.
I don't know if vulnerability or weakness fits there. It says when you share a vulnerability or weakness with someone, ask them if they will tell anyone the truth about you. I don't really see if that fits in the situation. So I guess it's going to be a provoke there. So yeah, I think I'm going to provoke you to just like not bring it up for the rest of the day. Actually,
yeah,
to make,
just
it, to make
long
it a little bit more...
remembers.
To make it a little bit more succinct, I think it's going to be a provoke to like not bring it up, not continue this conversation. Like, let's let it drop off and switch topics. That's an 8.
So on a 7 to 9, pick one.
I'll give a carrot. If you do it, we'll add a team to the pool. So if you like drop the conversation, we'll add a team to the pool.
Dot, dot, dot.
Sweet. So we're adding that team.
Yep.
Yeah, going back to your original point, like Lighthammer should absolutely be getting some therapy about this.
And I think in the distance, you start to see some artificial structures. Like you see the outline of a very small building. It's hard to make it out through the snow in the distance, but you also see a lot of like reflective structures. And as you start pulling closer to them, you start seeing that they're like, it's like a small field of solar panels.
Okay, so anyone like think it's a really dumb idea to have solar panels in an area where it snows like 60% of the year?
Well, as long as the panels aren't covered in snow.
Why would a Jabberwocky even need solar panels?
But like, if it's snowing that much, someone has to be out here to like clear them off. And they're pretty clean right now.
Let's find that someone.
My thoughts exactly.
How do these work anyway? So they trap part of the sun?
And I think we see the three of you and Greg like with the sleigh pulled off having this conversation. And in the background of this, we start seeing this massive shadow start to like fall over these solar panels. And I think at this point you all notice this and we get a pulled back panel showing this just large cat face up in the air. We see these two paws and then we follow the body of it down. It turns into like a long furry snake.
Or just one little thing. I'm wondering, are there a lot of trees nearby?
The scattered trees. There's like clumps of trees.
But I was just picturing like when we see that shadow overhead, you know, it could be like, huh, I don't think there's enough trees here for that.
Fantastic. This thing is rising up probably about 25 feet in the air. It's massive. And I think we get a panel of just the three of you staring, and then it slams down, pouncing on one of the panels, shattering it. What do you all do?
25 feet tall or 25 feet in the air?
When it was risen up, it was like 25 feet in the air.
Okay, very okay. That makes more sense.
If she put a picture in the player's head, if you've ever seen like, it's a tassel worm is what I'm basing this off of, the cryptid. But if you're unfamiliar with that, like think the flying dragon dude from Neverending Story. He was based off a tassel worm. They're like dragon cats. It just slammed down, shattering one of the panels and is like lifting up to do more damage. What are you all doing?
So because a Jabberwocky looks close enough to a tassel worm that Enki wouldn't know that, I think I just yell at the tassel worm, are you a Jabberwocky?
And I think with that, it freezes like mid-pounce and then turns, and we get this panel of it turning its massive head towards the group.
I look at it, and I'm talking mainly to my teammates, but I'm looking at it, and I'm like, okay, I get the urge to destroy, like these solar panels shouldn't be here, natural forestation, all of that. And also, this thing looks like it could kill us, so we should probably fight it. Are we all ready?
Sure. What do you think about Lorne?
He's my favorite character from Angel.
You said I could name it Lorne. It just sounds right.
And I think we get just a massive roar from this thing, and it's lunging forward.
So I can understand animals, right? So it's like the roar. What is it actually roaring?
I think with this, you're not getting words, but you are getting an intense rush of emotions from it. And what I will give you without a roll is that it is incredibly angry and scared, and you can feel this very strong undercurrent of care and love running underneath all that.
Oh no. Mom Hammer's gonna be real upset about that. We're protectors, babies are in danger, I'm sure. I want to defend, not to hurt it. I'm just gonna put the hammer in the snow and just send like a wave of snow up to essentially like deflect it and stop it.
Okay.
I'm trying to make sure it doesn't hit either Enki or Brian.
Cool. Now go ahead and give me a roll to defend.
That is a 15.
All right. So on a hit, you keep them safe and choose one. Add a team to the pool, take influence over someone you protect, or clear a condition. And tell me what that looks like as this thing is lunging directly for, let's say Asimov was the farthest forward.
Perfect. I put the hammer, like the mallet part of the hammer, in the ground, like into the like couple feet of snow that's on the ground. And then I just sound this blast of sound wave through the snow. And it essentially creates this like ripple, almost like the wave at like a sports event. This like bell curve of snow just kind of like arches up. And I don't think it deflects the tassel worm, but I think it like hits it in the face and like stuns it and knocks it backwards a little bit.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think like it's lunging forward. It gets hit in the face and like we see it like jerk backwards and kind of lose its balance a bit and like fall on its side on the right on the outside of this little solar facility.
And I think I'm going to clear guilty.
Sounds good. Do we want to enter battle against a dangerous foe as a team here?
No.
All right.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Actually, no.
Oh, yeah. It was a legit question.
I don't think we've yet become a team at this point. And also, like, I don't know what Enki knows about the emotion thing, but like, I don't know that this is a dangerous foe in the meta knowledge of things.
It just lunged at us.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and enter battle.
Who is the leader?
Me.
I won't agree.
Mom.
Sure.
Does the leader have influence over every teammate?
I do.
Actually, wait.
I got it back over you at the end of last session.
Oh, okay. It's Enki who doesn't. All right. Never mind.
I've been collecting influence. I've got influence over a ton of people right now.
Enki doesn't really do relationships, so the influence thing.
Lighthammer, what is your purpose in the fight?
Redirect this tassel worm to a different area of the mountain. I don't want it to keep going towards the lodge.
So get it away from people without really hurting it?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily thinking this is a dangerous, like, it's just a wild animal.
Okay. Asimov, what's your purpose in the fight?
So that'll partly depend on the message that I kind of missed part of what Lighthammer said before the battle. I know he said we don't want to like just try and take control of this monster. Did he say we don't want to kill it or something like that?
Yeah, I'm trying to redirect it away from people without hurting it too badly.
I'm not asking what your current goal is. I'm asking what are the things that Lighthammer has said out loud that Brian has heard?
I have said, don't rush into battle without thinking. Thanks, Enki. And be careful around this thing. I have not actually specified what our goal was here. We were just going to investigate.
Right. Okay. Then in that case, my goal is mostly to keep us safe.
Okay. And Enki, what is your goal in the fight?
For the record, I was allowed to yell at it from a distance, so.
That's true. And name it from a distance.
I mean, what is my purpose?
What a question.
I think it's figure out a cool name for this thing, but I guess I kind of already did, so. since I got this this rush of emotion that it's not like evil or anything, I think my goal is to not hurt the fuzzy cat creature dragon.
Okay. I think there's enough small dissonance between your all's goals that I'm going to go ahead and not give that point.
Agreed, yeah.
Does any team member mistrust the leader or the team?
Nope.
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 And is the team ill-prepared or off-balance?
I don't think so. We, like, stopped and got, like, supplies, so I think we're good.
I'm good with that. So that brings your total team to...
Five.
We get
two to start.
I am so annoyed that I don't have influence over Lighthammer, because I finally remembered that I have this move, but I have to have influence over the team leader.
That could be your purpose in this fight.
I know, I got this move at like my fourth level up or something. Never used it.
All you gotta do is just succeed on defending me.
To reset the scene, we see the tassel worm like that's fallen next to this facility, and it starts kind of writhing and starting to rise back to its front, to its feet. In the background of this, we can see the machinery at Smash just starting to spark, and the sparks in that getting more and more intense. And I think well off in the background of this panel, we see like the lodge down near the bottom of the mountain and see the light starting to flicker. Asimov, what are you doing as this thing's pulling itself to its feet and trying to turn back to face you all?
I want to launch myself over to one of those solar panels and try turning it into something else.
All right. Are you going to just run straight past it? Try to get past it without it like getting to you?
I'm thinking our sled has a eject button.
Fantastic. Give me an unleash your powers to get there without it interfering.
I guess this is a new device for unleashing my powers, so I can use a gadget?
You absolutely could if you want.
Okay, that makes this roll a lot better. Da, 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 da. That's right.
To check, did you restock your gadgets when you all went back to the lodge, if you haven't?
Yep. Okay, that is a 12, and I'm down to one gadget.
On a 12, you do it. What does this look like as you use the ejector you built into the sled?
Immediately after whatever the previous frame was, it goes back to showing the sled, and there's just a sort of sonic spring sticking out in between wherever Lighthammer and Enki were sitting.
Fantastic. And then we get a picture of the tassel worm like rising up and Asimov landing on the solar panels behind. Do you want it to see you or not? Entirely up to you.
Right now, I will definitely be getting its attention soon.
Okay. But for now, unseen?
Yeah.
Cool. And you said you were going to start doing something with those solar panels?
Yes. I'm going to turn it into a mirror.
Perfect. So, yeah, we see you start tinkering with those, and I'm going to cut back to you in a moment to see how that goes. And we cut back to Lighthammer and Enki standing here as this tassel worm starts to advance. Enki, what are you doing?
I want to try growing vines and seeing if I can immobilize it a little bit.
Yeah, I think this is either directly engage a threat or unleash your powers.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And I think it depends on whether or not you're doing it hard enough that it might hurt it.
I think I'm specifically trying not to hurt it for now, right? So I should probably do, what is it, unleash then?
Yeah, then an unleash. So that's a 9. So unless anyone wants to spend team.
I can.
Cool. Frame into it. I think we see like this thing slowly advancing and then vines like growing up, pushing out through the snow and like lashing around it. And it keeps ripping through them, but it's definitely slowing it down. And we see more and more vines slapping on, but not quite meeting that like critical mass where it hasn't broken enough that they're all that it's held in place.
I'm going to do the same like sonic boom in the snow thing. But this time, like, in front of it, so it clears out a lot more of the snow, so the vines can get out quicker.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Cool. You spin the team?
Yep.
It brings it to a 10. We see you swing your hammer down, the snow just blow up off the ground in front of it, and there's this massive vines finally freed shoot up and, like, I think grab it around the neck and pull it to the ground. We see it, like, struggling against this.
I want to go up to it and just, like, with the sound enhanced, like, basically the speakers for my suit, I want to try to, like, sing it a lullaby and try to, like, calm it down. I think I'm trying to comfort and support it.
Okay, yeah, let's, yeah, go ahead and roll it. As we see it violently thrashing against these vines, like, try to snap its jaws at you.
Everyone prepare yourself to spend team. Hey, that's a six if anyone wants to spend team.
I do. I'm going to jump on top of it. And how exactly are you trying to calm it down?
I'm standing in front of it and just, like, humming, but, like, it's, like, loud enough that I can hear it because it's all enhanced. And I'm just trying to, like, look at me. I am not threatening. I am here. Trying to just, like, general air of calmness.
So I think it starts working and you see it, like, calming down and, like, the eyelids are going slower and then poof, the head falls into the snow and you're really happy with yourself. And then you see Enki sitting behind the ear, scratching behind the ear. And I'm going to spend a team to push it up to a seven.
Yeah, and I think we go from these tense panels of it snapping to it, like, kind of settled, calm. We can definitely see just, like, still a bit of tension and, like, the rippling muscles, but it's no longer fighting against these bonds and attacking.
I'm going to signal for Enki to release the bonds.
And I do.
And then I'm just going to kind of, like, sit in front of it. I don't have any way to speak with animals. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing here. I don't know that Enki has tried to understand this and can't. So I'm really hoping Enki's going to come over and, like, start talking to it.
So I think earlier with the roar, that was, like, clear to me that I can't really, like, one-to-one communicate with it, right?
Yeah, you can't hear it as if it's just straight conversation, but you, yeah, meta, like, if you make a roll, you can get more information out of it.
Yeah, I'm going to try talking to it. I'm going to ask it, God, I need some, like, really simple question that I could see Enki asking something that doesn't quite understand him. I think I'm just trying to, like, ask it, like, what are you scared of or something like that? Because it was clearly scared of something earlier. Or wait, what was it you said earlier? It was protective?
Yeah, you were getting the emotions, like a large amount of anger and fear and this, like, undercurrent of, like, care and love.
Yeah, so it's clear to me that it wasn't angry at us. It was already angry, I think, when we met it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm going to ask it what it was scared of and hope that it gives me, like, something vague.
Cool. This is going to be a weird question, but how are you listening to its reply? Like, Enki has shown, like, the ability to, like, connect with other beings. Is that something you're doing, or are you just audibly listening?
When did I connect to things? I'm trying to remember.
Not super directly, but, like, you've connected to Null, and you've, like, kind of connected to different energies with investigation. Yeah. Stuff.
So that's more of the okay. Yeah. That's not happening here.
Okay.
Is that a Pierce the Mask then?
That is what I'm looking through, trying to figure out how to do this. You know what? Let's make it just a Pierce the Mask. And I think this is going to be a combination of, like, Tatzelworm sounds and, like, pantomiming to see what kind of meaning Enki picks up from this.
This is the day of sixes.
Yep.
I'll spend a team. I'm going to see it start getting agitated and, like, immediately, like, do the, like, calming presence thing again.
Yeah, I think we get several panels of it, like, of Enki asking questions and it pantomiming and, like, a part where it gets clearly frustrated and starts to, like, rise up and we start hearing that music again. So, Enki, ask one.
I think I managed to make it understand that we're trying to help it and I'm asking it, what do you want me to do?
Okay, yeah. And I think through, like, combinations of these pantomimes and, like, rough images scratched into the snow with its paw, you come away with this impression that it has a child and that child is being held in captivity by someone. Beyond that, you're having trouble getting any details.
I look at Lighthammer and I go, I think it wants us to find its baby or something like that. I'm not sure.
Oh, Momhammer is pissed. And I look at Lauren and I'm like, I know it can't understand me, but I'm clearly like, show us where we need to go. We're going to follow you.
And I think it, like, rises up, turns off towards the woods, and then starts heading towards the woods, stops, like, looks back at you all and, like, kind of nods its head towards its back.
And I think at this point, Brian is just standing there on this solar panel far away from everyone else, just staring there, kind of impressed at how this whole situation was taken care of without his help.
I look at both Engi and Brian and I'm like, okay, are we going to go ride the weird snow dragon?
It's totally a Jabberwocky.
Are we going to go, I was going to say ride Lorne, but that sounds really inappropriate. I'm just going to, and I just start walking. I am going to ride the Tatzelworm though.
How else are you going to go galumphing back?
Moon Harbor Heroes is produced by Anthony Sheets, T.B. Huth, and Elliot Peterson, and edited by Anthony Sheets and Sean Geddes. Anthony can be found on Twitter at Icy New Year or at icynewyear.com. T is a theater artist and educator in the D.C. area. She can be found at T.Huth Playwright on Twitter or T.P.Huth94 on Instagram. Elliot can be found at Elliot Yelen on Twitter. That's E-L-L-I-O-T-Y-L-E-N. Sean can be found at The Crumpet, T-H-E-C-R-U-M-P-I-T, on Twitter. Moon Harbor Heroes is played using Masks A New Generation, written by Brendan Conway and produced by Magpie Games. Our logo was designed by Beautiful Beasties. She can be found on Instagram at beastly.doodles or on Patreon at patreon.com/beautifulbeasties. The music in this issue is Black Vortex by Kevin MacLeod. This issue is GM'd by Anthony Sheets. Asimov is played by EXPHP. You probably won't find him at itsEXPHP on Twitter, but it's worth a try. Enki is played by Simon Meskins. You can find him as at Gilbereka, G-I-L-B-E-R-R-E-K-E, on Twitter. Lighthammer is played by T. Huth. If you want to get a hold of us, email us at moonharborheroes@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at moonharborcast. If you enjoyed this issue, please leave us a review on your podcatcher of choice or tell a friend. 5-star reviews and word of mouth are really the best way for us to keep bringing these stories to more people. If you'd like to support us financially, check us out at patreon.com/moonharborheroes. Supporting us there will give you access to bonus issues each month. And thank you for helping us save the world. We'll see you next issue.